Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. So it seems to me that this has been a momentous week. Would you agree?
Yep.
There's been a lot going on. I think, first of all, about how cold it has been, both here and across the country. All right, I have family from Texas talking about the snow. Second, I think of the fires in California ravaging neighborhoods and communities. Third, I think about how Monday was the celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. For some of us, it was a day of service. For some of us, it was a day off work. For some of us, it was a day of work, but a day of remembering the words and deeds of the Reverend Dr. King and the difference he continues to make in our world today. The fourth thing I think about is how on Monday was also the inauguration of the 47th President of the United States. And whatever else you might choose to say about this president, he has a talent for evoking passion, both from supporters and from detractors. I know that within this very congregation, there are wildly differing opinions about him. And we come at those opinions honestly, from different backgrounds and for different reasons. And that's an important aspect of our democracy. The fifth thing on my mind today is our annual meeting, which might not be quite so momentous as the other events of this week. But it's still important. Today we do the work of caring for the institution of St. Thomas. We will elect leaders and representatives to work with us in the year to come. And so if on many of these things that happened this week, if there are particular things that are on your mind, then I invite you to bring them as we share in a few minutes the prayers of the people. And if you want to do something that feels more practical, then you might consider donating to Episcopal Relief and Development or to the Bless Appeal of the Episcopal Church, which traditionally supports historically black colleges. If you're concerned about the political moment, then I would refer you to the statements made by the leaders of our church this week, to a letter written by our presiding bishop, Sean Rowe, and president of the House of Deputies, Julia Harris, where they talk about immigration and our responsibility to care for the stranger. Or I would refer you to the very fine homily by Bishop Marianne Buddy, who was called once more to be brave this week and to speak the church's truth, not only about immigrants, but about the LGBTQ community, about all those marginalized, exactly those people whom the church is called, for whom the church is called to express special concern. This week, as every week, the Episcopal Church offers to us in the prayer book a lectionary and scriptures that are always in season. And this week's scriptures, this week's gospel, begins with Jesus, full of the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, who has just experienced baptism and temptation in the desert, and who is now ready to begin his ministry, ready to proclaim what he has learned about God. And the news of Jesus' ministry spreads, and he becomes a well-known figure, and then he goes home to Nazareth. And I want to observe a couple things about Jesus in Nazareth. One, he has a habit of attending liturgy. Right? When the weekend comes around, he knows it's time to go gather with God's people to worship, to hear God's word. And so what Jesus did then, we do now, following in Jesus' footsteps. And the work of the annual meeting today is the work of maintaining supports for that liturgy. Gathering for liturgy is something that Jesus valued, something that we too have promised to do in our baptismal covenants. And then I want to notice, too, that Jesus didn't just go to liturgy and sit in the pew, did he? What did Jesus do? What was his role in this particular liturgy?
He was a lector.
He was a lector. Absolutely he was. Jesus went to liturgy. He served as a lector. I would like to introduce to you Kathy Iannacone, who organizes the lectors here at St. Thomas. Raise your hand for us, please. If you would like to follow Jesus' example, then I encourage you to talk to Kathy after service today. She can help you with that. Absolutely, Jesus served as a lector. And your lector is a very visible form of service within the congregation, but obviously not the only one. Right? There are many forms of service, many that are visible, many that are not seen so much, many diverse acts of service. And these are what makes St. Thomas go. Right? These are the things that bring life and vitality to this institution and help us to be effective in ministry. And so what does Jesus the lector read? I think this is perhaps, from in my reading this week, this is the main point of this passage, and it is a proclamation from Scripture. And it's kind of a proclamation from Scripture squared, isn't it, right? It's Scripture quoting Scripture. What does Jesus read? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus proclaims a mission statement for Jesus' own ministry. A mission statement for the community of worship that has gathered. The point of the institution, the point of the church, the point of faith. God's mission, God's intention, God's purpose among us. The work of any who would seek to follow Jesus, to experience life with God. This is what it's about. Relief for the poor. Sight for the blind. Freedom for the oppressed. It is a recognition of our own solidarity among those numbers, right? That we also are poor and blind and not yet free. And so no matter what your personal feelings, right? No matter what your political affiliation, this is the agenda to which we have pledged ourselves above every other agenda, right? This is God's agenda. And Jesus reminds us that this is the agenda that he carried out. And so we as the church universal, and we as the members of the Diocese of New Jersey, and we as the people of St. Thomas, and we as Christians of whatever stripe, this is our core mission. The business that we do today of institutional maintenance with our annual meeting, this is the purpose of it. To bring relief to the poor, sight for the blind, freedom for the oppressed. Presidents can come and go. Political parties and fashions can rise and fall. But our purpose remains relief for the poor, sight for the blind, freedom for the oppressed. Our country can encounter wind and fire and snow and cold. But our purpose remains relief for the poor, sight for the blind. Freedom for the oppressed. This was Jesus' mission. This is the invitation of God to St. Thomas. This is what it means to be conformed to the body of Christ in thought and word and deed. And we do this until one day we too, we can say the words of Jesus. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Amen.
Amen.